Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Kom Dakhshi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Dupont, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Kom Dakhshi.
Hi everybody. Hi Orache Montazami.
Hi, hello.
Hello. Thank you for being here today. You are architect in activity in Paris, France. Studio Montazami is the name of your office. Could you introduce your office?
Good morning, Anne-Charlotte. Yes, I'm an architect. Our office is based in Paris. We are developing our activities since approximately 10 years now. Mostly based our office buildings and less residential, but we don't have any specialties. We want to work in every kind of activities in architecture. We are 15 today. The company is growing a bit because we win some competition lately, last 3 years. So we hopefully will hire people and we'll grow up a little bit, but not too much, because my interest in that, what I want to always to be in contact with all the projects in every level of the development of each project. And I don't have a vision of a huge company with many architects to be able to be in touch with, in contact with all the clients and all the projects during all the stage in its development.
Okay. You are a passionate architect.
I believe I'm a passionate architect. I always wanted to be an architect since I was 5. To me, it's part of the magic of that world. I just discovered architecture by visiting the site of our home in construction with my dad. And that was in Iran when I was born. And then we moved to France. And then I always wanted to be an architect.
We will talk about your project, La Cité Universelle, project located in Paris. When it will be delivered?
Today, it's planned to be delivered 2024, but it's a huge project. It's really complicated. So it depends of many factors, because we don't want to deliver a project which is not matching our the overview of all what we wanted to include in that project. It's a project about handicap. It's not an easy game to play. We really need to take our time to include all typology of handicaps in that building. So that's why, for the moment, 2024 is the delivery date. But I believe maybe it will be postponed, because we need to take time to do the best project we can deliver.
Okay. Could you describe really this project and your approach?
The project was, first of all, an urban project. For the audience, the project is just facing La Philharmonie from Jean Nouvel and La Cité de la Musique from Paul Sompax. So for an architect, young architect like me, it's an honor to build just in front of those two great French architects. And then for us, it's the continuity of the Parc de la Villette. So We have just the road, the highway we call Périphérique in Paris, which is dividing that land by in two different sides. But we wanted with Ange Pécheur, that another architect from Baumschlager Berlay, we've been working on that project. We are two. I just forgot to tell. This is really important because it's a common work from two architects, and we wanted to continue that that landscape from La Villette to our side, and just implement what we called with Anne the object in the park. That's why it's a bit curvy and round, just placed like an emblematic project in that area. And then we met people, activists like Riyad Salem, who is an athlete, who he's in some kind of ambassador of 2024 Olympic Games also. So our target first was to reach that timeline for to be ready to include the project for the Olympic Games. And beside this, we just saw that we need a space for many activities around handicaps. So you have a medical center inside that building. You have 110 hotel rooms on the rooftops, the best area, and with the great view over Paris. And then that stadium, which will be included in the project, 1,000 people can come and watch games, sports games. And what is great about this project, I just feel like being a student again. We were able with Anne Spesha to convince our developer to follow our first sketch, to have project going layer by layer, one over the others. Because as you may know, everybody wants its own entrance. The hotel normally wants to have one side of the building. And today, to feel that we are all in the same feeling of the same space, we wanted to have just one entrance. And all the programs are going like level to level over each other's. And that was a great project to develop with the team. So now today, the project we have on the ground floor, what we call forum, with restaurant, with cafeterias and all the gardens around, and then over the top some levels for the office buildings, and then the hotel on the last floor with the rooftops open to everyone. It's a building which is not closed just for users. You and I will be able to go on the rooftops and take a coffee and have a look over La Philharmonique des Jeunes Nouvelles.
Okay, it's a very big project. And we can feel in this project, in the form, a kind of dynamism.
Yeah, it's energy. The energy. Yeah, you're right. That's what they propose. The first, that ramps which is surround, which we create around, is not just a wheelchair ramp. It is, but it's just a living space also. So some kind of, so today, it was before the crisis we're living today, but we wanted to have a lot of terrace outside our office spaces. And those ramps, those surrounding areas are living space outside our offices and our interiors. So we were maybe, we did before knowing what's going on. But today, when you work in an office, you want to go to a terrace, you want to go from, you don't want to take the elevators, you will take that ramp from an upper level to go to your restaurants downstairs. So you will be able to take that ramp so it's open to everyone. So that's the first purpose, that ramp. But it's designing all the project, and it's create that energy you were talking about, because at the beginning the first step was the sport and this the stadium for handicap sport. Sorry,
we can see the mixed between the project and the landscape. Is it a new way of thinking the city?
The intention was to not have any different facades. You just feel that you're in contact with that building on each facade, from north to south, east to west. The same quality of facades, the same transparency. Just to feel you can be welcome in that building anywhere you are. So no polarity. That was the first our first intentions. And then that side is really visible from different level of view, from the pedestrian view, from the highway surrounding, from Paris, because we are in Paris, but we're boarding the city of Pantin. We're facing residential area also. So it was not an easy game to create a construction there, because it's an empty land today. It's just parking areas. And a building which can be visible, because we have to show the our intentions, not in terms of architecture, but what we want to include, the handicap, and welcome the people from all sides of the building. That's what makes its urban inclusions and visibility from all the sides around the building.
Okay. A last word for the end?
I'm really happy to be able to talk with our English audience about that project, because I believe this project, and we've been benchmarking this during the competition, was not developed anywhere in the world. We will be in France the first one to develop that kind of program related to handicaps. And I wish in our audience we can also develop that kind of architecture to welcome all kind of handicap in their building. Because so it's not just talking about handicaps, it's talking about humanity. And I hope that the audience today will discover that project, and many other projects like this will be developed around the world. So please have a look to our project, and please do it elsewhere, because it's a really important matter to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Orhaj, for your passion and your enthusiasm. Bye-bye. See you soon. And bye-bye, everybody. And see you next Wednesday for our new interview in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club, with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.